Has your pastor promised that Christianity will improve your marriage, produce well-behaved children, and make your life happier? And have you failed to see these results? Visit a confessional Lutheran church this weekend where they won't promise your best life now. They'll give you something better, Jesus, every Sunday. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Well, Friday has rolled around yet again, and here at Issues Etc., that usually means in the last half hour of the program, we pull out four sound bites, we play them for you, you listen, you vote, and you pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's our way of reminding you what we've been up to during the course of the week. If you haven't had time to listen, to kind of draw you back to some things that we thought were just excellent that came from our guests here at Issues Etc. We listen for them all week long. We kind of make a note, and then on Fridays we put them together. We play them for you, but we let you decide which one's going to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Now you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also send us an email. Please include your city and state. We simply need to know which of the sound bites you're voting for. Just give us a number. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4. And why. That's very important. Your reason is very important. Why you're voting for that one. You might like it, dislike it, agree, disagree, find it remarkable, want to hear it again, never hear it again. All of those things. Any reason is good. 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can tweet your vote to us at IssuesETC, or you can go right to our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week right there, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Of course, we always give away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote on the Friday afternoon when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The LPR bundle package is the I Have Issues t-shirt. No other way to get it unless you visit us. The Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad for the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor James Deloach. We were talking about Christian vocation, and here he is on Luther's daily rehearsal for death.
It just, again, shows Luther's genius in the small catechism. When you look at how those prayers are ordered for morning and evening, we rehearse this every day. So in the morning, he says, when you get up, you make the sign of the cross. Again, you start with who you are before you talk about your doing. And you say the triune name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You remember you're God's child. You are new in Christ. And then, of course, he'd have us say the creed, reminding us of our all-giving God and the Lord's Prayer, seeking God's provision. But then in the daily prayer, we thank him for keeping us and providing for us through the day, and then we ask his absolution at the end of the day, and then we ask for a peaceful night's rest. And so, in a sense, each day we are rehearsing the end of all days, namely, when we close our eyes in the sleep of death. Okay, Lord, I know you put me on this earth for a particular purpose, and yet don't look to me and my doing for my sense of worth and standing before you. Look to my Savior, for he's the one that's fulfilled all these things perfectly for me. And then we die in peace.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor James Deloach on Luther's Daily Rehearsal for Death. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you have to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC. Our email address, talkback@IssuesETC.org or facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. Here he is on how to respond to critics of John's Gospel.
One should start out by saying that you give the benefit of the doubt to the author, and that isn't something that's just done for the Bible. You want that done when you write something. So we will take this material to be factually true unless there is sufficient counter-evidence so that it's clear that we shouldn't do that. But there is no counter-evidence. The layman should say to the critic, all right, do you have anything as early as the Gospel of John concerning Jesus that contradicts what the Gospel of John says? And the critic will not be able to supply anything. Under those circumstances, one needs to go along with the material which one has. And then, if there's an opportunity, it would be a fine idea to point out that Polycarp and Papias, both students of the Apostle John, validate, back up his apostolic nature and indeed the authorship by the apostolic community of the Synoptic Gospels. This is a solid case. Classical historians would sell their grandmothers to get this kind of corroborating evidence for the authorship of most of the secular works of antiquity. The Christian doesn't have anything to be worrying about here. This is solid stuff.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, how you should respond to critics of John's gospel. If you like it and you want it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this Friday afternoon, April the 17th, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, and vote for it there. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can also send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. We do a series with him every week on responding to evangelical proof text. We were talking there a lot about worship in our conversation with this week, and here are his thoughts on the burden of leading manipulative worship.
It is a double evil, and it puts the worship leader in this really desperate spot. Now God is responding to me. I mean, mysticism is right. It's almost magic. We are calling forth his presence, and that's the role of the praise and worship enchanter, to make this mysterious presence of God known. And then the people also have to be manipulated so that their souls are like a tuning fork that has to be placed just rightly so that it becomes in tune with the Holy Spirit. Now, this is what has to happen, though, when you lose the sacraments, when you lose the efficacy of the Scripture. All of our attempts to know how God thinks about us or how he feels about us, I mean, he's told us how to do that. It's through the Word. It's through baptism and the Lord's Supper. But if we lose those things, the confidence of the sacraments, then the magicians start to do their conjuring. Then the human heart, which is an idol factory, begins to crank out its own idols and develop its own ways to reach God. And it's altogether dangerous. There's countless stories of the praise and worship leaders who end up losing their faith altogether. And it's no wonder, because this is an incredibly dangerous place to find yourself as the manipulator of both God and man.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on the burden of leading manipulative worship. 1-877-623-6943. Call that number if you'd like it to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Or send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for it right there, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's one more. It's time to vote right after this soundbite. Soundbite number four. Pastor Will Whedon on why pastors bind themselves, are bound to the Lutheran confessions.
It sounds very pious to say, well, I am going to interpret the Book of Concord according to the infallible, inspired, inerrant Word of God. That way of speaking actually tells you nothing about what the person actually believes, teaches, and confesses. Instead, it needs to be the other way. When the church is putting you into office, you're saying, if I'm going to be a pastor serving in the Lutheran church, I promise that I will teach and practice according to what the symbols of the Lutheran Church actually state. This is key. And I would say that, 99% of the difficulties that the Lutheran Church faces to this day results from the fact that the pastors of the church and the congregations of the church have not held that vow seriously. I will allow myself, my practice, my teaching to be corrected by the Book of Concord. It goes right back to a statement that Walter made is beautiful. He said, quatenus is the Latin word, of course. And he says, I could agree with the Quran insofar as it agrees with Scripture. Tells you nothing. And so that's what the church does with it. She binds her pastors to the mast of the cross as it's proclaimed to us very clearly and fully in the Book of Concord. And that becomes the pastor's confession.
That's soundbite number four, the last of our soundbites, and now it's time for you to vote. Pastor Will Whedon on Why Pastors Are Bound to the Lutheran Confessions. If you'd like to pick that one or any of the other four ones, this break is a great time to call and to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can send us an email with your vote for issues, etc. soundbite of the week. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you're listening. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can send us your vote via Twitter, our Twitter address, at issuesetc. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there. Plenty of space for you to vote. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on the other side of the break.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
I just find it fascinating that so many of the issues that are out there right now are based on this false notion that men and women are completely interchangeable.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway talking about her presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
I mean, all these really hot-button issues are based on some confusion about where men and women are equal, in what terms are they equal, and then, you know, most importantly, how are we different, and is that difference a bad thing? Is it a good thing? You know, what does God have to say about these differences, and, you know, how should the Christian think about these differences? So I am so excited to come to this conference and talk about these issues, which animate so much of our political and social and cultural discourse, and also the things we struggle with in the church as well.
You can meet and hear Molly Ziegler-Hemingway making the case for the differences between men and women June 19th and 20th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're coming to you live on this Friday afternoon, the 17th of April, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, phone call voters get to vote first. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Which one of these will it be? Will it be Pastor James Deloach on Luther's Daily Rehearsal for Death? Will it be soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery, How You Should Respond to Critics of John's Gospel? Soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the Burden of Leading Manipulative Worship? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Will Whedon, Why Pastors Are Bound to the Lutheran Confessions? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. On a cell, Nick is on the line. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Todd. This is Nick from St. Louis, Missouri. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for your radio broadcast. I love Issues, etc. I got to vote for number two. Dr. Montgomery's statement there was just—it was awesome. I love his reference to the earliness of John's gospel, the power of the word, to how secular works, you know, would give their left leg, sell their own grandma, as he put it, to have something as well authenticated as the Gospel of John. And then that was just so, it was so profound that I loved hearing him say it. It means so much to me to know that the defenders of the faith are out there and doing this research and getting that out to the lay people. It was a great, great soundbite. Thank you for that, Todd.
All right, Nick, thank you very much. And thanks for your call. Let's see what Ben, who listens in Hamel, Illinois, has to say. Hi, Ben.
Hey there. I have to vote for soundbite number one because Pastor Galoche gives some such pastoral advice, not to parents in particular, I think, when they'd be raising their children and teaching them how to live, how to die, how to pray. It was great. And I think that Pastor Galoche is someone that really should be listened to in our synod in Nebraska for sure. So soundbite number one. Thanks.
Ben, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Let's see what Cheryl has to say. She's over in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, thanks. I'm also voting for soundbite number one, Pastor Deloach's soundbite, daily rehearsal for death. I feel like I'm doing that every time I'm getting ready to head over to assisted living to visit with my mom today. So I'll just take that soundbite with me.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Indianapolis. Let's see. Kurt listens in Kansas. He says, as a pastor, I have to go with Pastor Whedon's explanation of the Lutheran Confessions, at that which binds our teachings and practice, everything regarding our study, preaching, teaching, and worship practice of the Word is formed by this body of our confession of the one true faith. Kurt, thanks for listening in Kansas, and thanks for your vote for soundbite. That would be soundbite number four. Derek listens in San Antonio, Texas. He says, I vote for Pastor Deloach. Soundbite number one, a great reminder of daily prayer and preparation. Derek, thanks for listening in Texas. Still plenty of time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. This tweet from MG, all four sound bites are worthy of the title. If forced, my choice is number one. Pastor Deloach reminds us of who we are in Christ. It's another vote for soundbite number one. Pastor James Deloach on Luther's Daily Rehearsal for Death. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is about Luther's prince and protector, the political power in Saxony that, whether Luther wanted it or not, was determined to save his life when his life was threatened by both king and pope. It's called Frederick the Wise, Seen and Unseen Lives of Martin Luther's Protector. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Let's see. This comes from Chris in Comstock Park, Michigan. I've chosen soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, The Burden of Leading Manipulative Worship. His reflection overlaps my experience. I spent over 20 years in Pentecostalism. I saw the burden placed on worship leaders and then the burden they placed on worshipers. I've seen worship leaders spend 10 to 15 minutes pressuring people to raise their hands, worship with more emotion, or put on a happy face, etc. There is a burden placed on worshipers to create a worship ambiance. If said ambience isn't achieved, the worship leader feels like a failure, and the worshipers feel like they've failed God for the week. Worshipers often come in beat up from the week's pressures of work, family, school, etc. They need to know the burden carrier is coming down to them. The worship leader piles on one more burden upon God's weary sheep when they are pressured to create a worship ambiance. The sacrament of the word reminds us that God comes to us and speaks to us. Communion reinforces that Jesus comes to us, offers himself to forgive our sins, and not pile on more burdens. Manipulative worship confesses a God the burden must come to. Biblical worship confesses a God who comes to us. With that, the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor James Deloach, Luther's Daily Rehearsal for Death.
It just, again, shows Luther's genius in the small catechism. When you look at how those prayers are ordered for morning and evening, we rehearse this every day. So in the morning, he says, when you get up, you make the sign of the cross. Again, you start with who you are before you talk about your doing. And you say the triune name in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You remember you're God's child. You are new in Christ. And then, of course, you'd have us say the creed, reminding us of our all-giving God and the Lord's Prayer, seeking God's provision. But then in the daily prayer, We thank him for keeping us and providing for us through the day, and then we ask his absolution at the end of the day, and then we ask for a peaceful night's rest. And so, in a sense, each day we are rehearsing the end of all days, namely when we close our eyes in the sleep of death. Okay, Lord, I know you put me on this earth for a particular purpose, and yet don't look to me and my doing for my sense of worth and standing before you. Look to my Savior, for he's the one that's fulfilled all these things perfectly for me. And then we die in peace.
That's soundbite number one. Pastor James DeLoach, the next president of the Nebraska District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, on Luther's daily rehearsal for death. The soundbite of the week winner, that's it. And now the LPR bundle package goes to Nick in St. Louis. Nick, if you'll send us your mailing address, your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we'll send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, we are 2 months away from the Issues Etc. Making the Case conference, and we are already half full. Our attendance is limited to 400. The dates are Friday, June the 19th, and Saturday, June the 20th, right here in Collinsville, Illinois, only 15 miles east of St. Louis. Registration for the conference, $100. For more information, look for the Making the Case logo at issuesetc.org or contact Craig, 618-223-8385. Send him an email, craig@issuesetc.org. It's the premier conference for the laity, the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June the 19th and the 20th in Collinsville, Illinois. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fekencher about Jesus, our Good Shepherd. We'll also have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Paul's first missionary journey. You know, a lot of people say that Christianity has learned about how to live. Well, it's really learning how to die. And we rehearse it every single day. We can be confident to do so, for Christ had died and lived again for us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Bethany Lutheran College is pleased to sponsor Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio. Bethany Lutheran College is located in the picturesque river town of Mankato, Minnesota, and is committed to making Christian higher education affordable for all with generous financial aid packages available. At Bethany, you'll find stimulating academic programs, a friendly atmosphere, and opportunities to grow both in intellect and in your faith, all within the framework of a supportive Christian environment. For more information, visit us on the web at blc.edu.